Blog Talk Radio.
With Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I got to give a very special heavenly love shout to the late Dennis Farina. The Chicago native passed away today at the age of 69. He's more famously known for playing a cop in Law and Order. But he didn't also play a cop. He was really a cop here in Chicago. He was a huge Cubs fan, and unfortunately, he passed away from blood clot to his lung. Rest in peace, Dennis. I love and miss you. Also, special shouts out goes to, well, you know, the Prince, the Princess. They had their baby. Congratulations to them. And as well as my man, Brian, from Liberty Drive. Brian, as you know, I was a guest on the show yesterday. So thanks for having me, and you all know Brian was on this show, and hopefully you'll see more of him on this show as well. So that was a great show. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show here. Team Lion fans from all over the world, he is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Takeover, Hooligan, Pretend. I can go on and on and on and on. We have X-Phase, the one and only. X-Phase, he's here, and he's joining Team Lion. X-Phase, what it do?
What's going on, my man, Mike? How are you doing?
Man, it's so great to have you here. Team Lion, finally, man, one of the top request artists in team show history, and you're right here, man.
Definitely. I mean, appreciate you for having me and for all the support over the years. It's definitely been great, and I'm really excited to finally be on the show.
Man, it is a true pleasure. Hey, yo, FaZe, man, I remember when the very first song that I heard was Takeover. And it just blew me away. I knew right away that certain sound that you had, the certain style that you have, the way you deliver it, I saw star, not just star, I'm sorry. That's an insult. I saw superstar.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I knew once I let my Team Lion fans know from all over the world, man, I knew they were going to gravitate towards it. And you, buddy, man, I'll tell you, last week I had LG. She had the most votes as far as the requests with The Way You Are. But I have you here with the most number one requested in this show's history.
Great accomplishment. Nah, I didn't even know that.
Yes, sir. Yes, you hold the most number ones in Team Lion show request history.
Wow, that's awesome.
Let me tell you about, speaking of awesome, let's talk about you, bro. Because later on we're going to get into a little sports talk, man. But how did you start, man? I mean, let's go from the beginning. Where were you born, bro?
I was born in Parsippany, New Jersey. In New Jersey at the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
And later moved into Mendham around middle school. And been there ever since.
Oh, man, how's life over there, man? It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. I'm going into my senior year of high school, so everything's almost coming to an end, thinking about college and all that. So
yeah,
definitely getting exciting.
Now, you have so much, I would say, experience type of in your music. It's just experience. P- people would get thrown off, you know, because I remember when I first heard you, I said, this man has to be a pretty old man. Because, I mean, all that experience in that song, in your music, in your lyrics, man, are you expressing your life or also touching other people's experiences as well?
Absolutely. I mean, all the lyrics are straight from me. There's no ghostwriting behind X-Phase. There's no someone else, I don't know, behind the whole scene. I mean, the lyrics are what I think and what I believe in, and I just put it right there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, how did you get started? What was your first taste of hip hop?
My first taste was actually, I'd say, a hip hop dance class when I was a little kid. My parents signed me up for that, and then that's where I first heard Busta Rhymes, like with all his old stuff. And then we started doing, I guess, routines to touch it. That was like the first time I was like, oh my God, what is this? So after that, like you said, we're talking about sports, but I'm a really big Nets fan. So one day I was scrolling on their site looking just for the box score of one game, and I guess it was luck, but I came across an ad that said New Jersey Nets kids dance auditions, and I thought I might as well just try it just to see what happens. And then I actually went to the audition and then made it consecutively 3 times. So I was on that team and crew for 3 seasons, dancing in front of all the fans and doing all different hip-hop routines and events and all that. And that eventually led into music. So
now,
I guess that's where it all started.
That's amazing. That's amazing, FaZe. Now, can you like take us on the inside? Like, how was that? Just dancing the first night, man. Were you kind of nervous going into like, man?
Absolutely,
all these
man. I mean, not even just having the opportunity to dance, but having the opportunity to dance in front of all my favorite players. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. I was right in up in the scenes with Jason Kidd, Vince Carter, all the old Nets, even LeBron when he was on the Cavs, Shaq when he was on the Suns, all those guys. So,
my goodness,
on court with them was a crazy and amazing feeling every night.
Every night. Oh, my goodness. And I know you got, like, a big reception. Were there any parts where you had to bust a move by yourself?
Oh, yeah. There were definitely some freestyle and solo sessions. And then even having to move equipment right on the court during a routine. You didn't want to break down during that. But it was definitely nerve-wracking
right.
and awesome opportunity, too.
Oh, wow. And so that easily made the transition of
definitely.
Performing hip-hop in front of an audience that much more easier.
That definitely helped out with the audience part because I already liked hip-hop as a genre and music, but I guess I'd say if I didn't get the opportunity to perform in all those arenas and different events and thousands of fans, that definitely would have made it more nerve-wracking and would have made me more scared to actually perform my own music and my own song. So that definitely eased the transition.
Oh yes, definitely. So how did the dancing, how did the movements transferred into, let me put this on paper, let me express it myself, I think I can do this hip hop thing myself? How did that transfer into that?
Since we were a dance crew, it was mainly hip hop all the time, so I definitely was involved with more of that music instead of any other genre. But let's say during practices when you just freestyle and dance around with your friends, certain beats, it was a form of expression, and the same way music is. So those two definitely lock in together. But actually creating my own, I think it started off even in school too, where teachers would say, all right, guys, write a poem about this for your project. Write a couple lines that rhyme about this certain subject or this topic and bring it in. And that definitely eased that part of the lyric writing and creating my own. And I guess just combining the two together, it became a self-expression way and a place where I could express my own ideas to, I guess, as many people as possible. So,
absolutely. We're going to get deeper into how you got into it, but I got to let these fans know out there, hey, if you like, now I have plenty of questions for them, so if y'all don't call in, that's fine. But you all can call in and holler at the one and only FaZe, man. Remember the name, FaZe.
Definitely.
Give us a call, no doubt. Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. Show your love to the one and only X-FaZe.
Yep. All right?
Now, FaZe, who was the one that kind of like looked at you and was like, wait a minute, dude. Ooh, dude, you got to put your stuff out there. You got to let people hear you. who was the one that just caught their ear?
I guess I'd start off with, I know it sounds weird, but my mom pretty much not like that in telling me to upload it to YouTube, but she definitely recognized it, and as it went on, she definitely was there to support me, and even my dad and family too. And as I started uploading music, they definitely kept my back and enjoyed it too. So I guess I'd say them.
Oh yes, you definitely just quickly became a YouTube sensation with your different videos, your different style, and you also throw in a little comedy too. So you're not always that serious guy. This man is funny. You're a funny dude, man.
Appreciate it, man.
One of my favorite videos was when you did the hot Gangnam Style remix. I mean, it was blazing, but that was a very cool and funny video, bro.
Definitely, thanks, man.
Man, we got a remix coming up soon. We have two songs. We're gonna play two gems from the one and only X-FaZe. So you all stay tuned, man. Stay tuned. But I want to ask you, FaZe.
Yeah.
How did you just decide to, like, okay, this is how I'm gonna approach rap. This is my style. Because you have a style that is all your own, because you can slow it down, then all of a sudden you speed it up, but you can understand every word that you're saying, every single word, as fast as you're going. How did you develop that type of style?
Other than practice, keep doing it over and over, I definitely have to give credit to my two favorite artists, Eminem and Tech N9ne. And you can see Tech N9ne with his rapid fire flow and spitting uncontrollably, and you can hear every syllable, like you said. And on the other side, there's Eminem too, who was very serious at moments, but also had a little bit of comedy in his music too. So
yes.
I guess that's it.
Exactly.
Took a little bit of inspiration from both, mixed them together, along with whatever came along, and that's how it became created.
And there we go with FaZe. That's FaZe right there.
There it is.
Man. Hey, now a lot of people may not know it because they may have just followed my Team Lion show, but you have a long history of songs. You have a nice little discography of songs that was going from quite a while. You jump into rock. You go, it's just not just a hip hop flair, but you dive into every type of music. Did you see that as a challenge?
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. I'm going into different genres where I wasn't comfortable with, like you said, Takeover and Fire with rock, Gangnam Style with pop. It's all just experimental, and I'm trying to take over music as a whole, not just go into one main genre of hip-hop. But it's definitely
exactly
a challenge, but it's a great challenge, too. You have fun along the way.
Now, I'm going to save the best for last, which is a very exclusive song, you guys, for you all. It's a treat for you guys. But I'm going to hit you off with a remix in just a few minutes. But I want to ask an email from Miss Thang. Now, she is a regular, and she votes for you like crazy. She requests for you like crazy.
Appreciate
so shout
that.
Out to Miss Thang.
Her.
Miss Thang writes, thank you for finally having someone on that is more interesting than you. I love X. she can't stand me, but I love X-FaZe. Wait a minute, I love me some X-FaZe.
Whoa.
X-Phase baby. It's an X-Phase baby. Can you please tell me, what was your inspiration and thoughts behind Pretend?
Absolutely. I can let you know that. Well, Pretend, I worked on it with one of my buddies, DJ Corbett, who produced the beat, but honestly, the message is right in the song where it says, this ain't just pretend. I mean, on the journey that I'm on, there's no lies, there's nothing to be hidden, there's no secrets, and the same goes for other people who are actually musical artists in the game, too. And people, rappers sing about all the cars and the money and the clothes, when in reality, it's not even, I guess, just, like, it's not even there. So my message is just to be real, just to be you, like the old saying goes, and just to do your own thing and be truthful. And that's pretty
that's
much
right.
it.
And the three key words to that song for me, forget the fakeness.
Exactly.
Man, that's, hey, y'all, hey, I'm not just interviewing. Y'all can tell I'm a fan as well. Yeah, you know, I can quote your lyrics. It's just like that, y'all. Hey, you all, we're going to give you information in just a few minutes on where you can follow X-Phase, where you can purchase his music, everything. We're going to break it down in just a moment, but right now we're going to take a break and we're going to play Tom Ford Remix. Hey, X-Phase, tell us about Tom Ford Remix, man. What made you want to bless that Jay-Z track, man?
Well, I was actually down the shore with my friends at that time once the album came out on July 4th, and it was a late night, and once we got back, I heard Funkmaster Flex playing it on the radio and decided to just listen to the whole album, so making it even a later night for myself. And once I woke up, I was like, guys, I got to remix this song. And one of my friends is like, nah, you can't do a Jay-Z song. Another one's like, do it, you won't. So I definitely overcame the challenge and went home the next day right away, wrote the lyrics to the song, and the day after that, went over to my man, It's Me Lionel's house, and recorded the video in a couple hours and put it up as soon as possible. And remixes are always best on YouTube, because when people search for the actual song, sometimes they might have a chance of coming over to your page and your video, which is definitely the purpose of all that. But it came out great, and we lucked out with this one once again. So that's how Tom Ford was created.
Y'all take notes. That was knowledge from the business, man. That's just the mind of a businessman right there. Now, I'll take notes, man. And we're going to jam with the one and only X-Phase right here. This is Tom Ford Remix right here. Team Lion Show, Like It or Not with Michael Lane. It's on Blog Talk Radio.
Shoulders and composure for this holiness. Shout out to him, cause Holy Grail made me holy shit. I'm on that Tom Ford, but it wasn't bought, cause I go hard regardless of what I rock. Yo, never needed a potion to have a commotion. Never was on my notion to open emotion, cause I'm open emotions. A stone cold frozen like the ocean. I was chosen to dive in, so whatever and alive in. Live, but it was broken. Even at a scramble mind, but it was golden. Forget hashtags and retweets. They're buying followers, leaving all the receipts. How does your team seem sheen like they have your guard? When your crew's only you and your credit card. Except me, even when it'll be crushed on Nestle. Is what I'm bringing out to the best be. Suspect me, expect me. Everyone in the world's looking at you. Gonna be getting hurled to direct you. Whenever I see BB guns, then it better be no one to send versus just you. Every syllable I sizzle spits original. You'll think so equivocal. Bullshit is invisible. They wonder why the music gets stereotypical. Cause every individual stereotypical. Typical. 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 I'm not typical, I'm not typical, I'm not typical, I'm not typical, I'm not. Yo, I got my Donkey Kong on with the thunder's pound. Feel like I'm on top even though I'm underground. It's always changing, fading the same thing. I'm proud to say that I will never be swimming the mainstream. Somewhere in America, radio's making the heads ache. I feel Picasso blue, thinking of everything they take. They took our genres and put nonsense in our brains. So are you about the dollars or about the change?
Word 'em up, you know what I mean? That's how it goes down. That was X-Phase, Tom Ford remix, y'all. Right here on Team Lion. And I'm here with the man of the hour, X-Phase.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, that video was hot too, man. As you talked about earlier before we spun that track, man, that is hot. Where can people catch you on your YouTube channel?
Definitely. You guys can check me out and all of my videos on youtube.com/XPHAZETV. That's X-Phase TV.
Word up. And you also can follow X-Phase on Twitter. That's X_PHAZE.
Yep.
You know what I mean? How about X-Phase.com?
There's that too. You can check that out.
All right. That's what's going down. That's what's going down. Hey, before we get back to the music, man, I gotta talk to you a little bit, you know, just about a little basketball here, you know. I hate to rub it in your face there, but I like to apologize for my Chicago Bulls beating the Nets last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I must say.
Oh my God!
Right, right. We kind of went back and forth a little bit, you know, on that. It was some nice pictures you put of dissing my Bulls there. I like that. but bro, you got a squad, dude.
Yep.
I mean,
we're back.
The Nets are dangerous now.
I'm loving it.
They're looking like you already have Lopez. You already have Darren Williams. But you have Jason Terry. You have Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. What's up, KG? You know, you got all I'm a Nets fan now.
Yes. Nice. Another one added to the bandwagon. Let's go.
That's right. Yes, I'm a bandwagon, brother. Now, are you coming out with an album anytime soon? Or are you doing any special performances anytime soon?
I actually just booked another show at Webster Hall. I think it's September 12th, opening up for Ill Bill. And other than that, mixtape and album-wise, I think for me right now, it's best to put out singles and remixes just to keep gaining exposure to eventually my views to come out with a mixtape. But as of right now, I'm definitely sticking with the YouTube and iTunes route.
Word up. And you can you tell the people where you can they can cop your singles?
Absolutely. You guys can go to iTunes. It's itunes.com/X-PHAZE, or you can Google that. And you can also download most of my music for free on soundcloud.com/XPHAZE.
Word up. That's how we get down. And guess what? The song is not available that I'm going to spin from X-Phase. The song is not available anywhere. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
When would this song I'm going to play, it's going to get down. When would that be available?
I'd say in about a couple weeks. I mean, once I sent it to you, like I said, we literally just finished the song in the studio. And are actually in the middle of planning out the video right now, so it'll be a while. But I'm glad to finally give the people a little taste and send it to you.
Well, X, as a fan, I'm very honored. Very honored. Thank you.
No doubt.
And y'all, check this out, man. For real, man. Check this out, guys. Y'all gotta hear this. Gonna get down. Brand new X-Phase. Right here. You won't hear it anywhere else. Team Lion, like it or not, X-Phase, Michael Lane, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It is.
perceptive in the building, and the whole place looked hopeless. Been too boring for the roaches and roaches. The whole room was silent for the musty odor. Like the Gangnam Style guy having a dusty shoulder. So I brushed it off and I walked in to see all of these fellas who were talking. But the ladies looking jaded and they're yawning. So I had a sharp grin when I got in. Then so quick I had focus towards the low sense of notice. Then I was looking at her too. She came through and forgot about a dude. As I made a move, she was feeling awkward, feeling without a clue. But then she felt like getting closer when feeling the groove. With eye contact, I was lost. And this one track said it all.
Oh, hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, but nothing don't sound, it's looking around. We gonna get down tonight.
I don't care if you like sipping on a little guava. And I don't care if you like chilling in a slick Impala. See, I don't care if you like dipping in a bit of Prada. I don't gotta do the finada, that's Hakuna Matata. Yep, and you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great impatiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause it came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should sight. Make it feel like we live in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we can go all night and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, save it this and that, because honestly I could care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey baby, what's your name?
That's the last thing that crossed my brain.
Hey lady, what's up?
That's the last thing that crossed my mind.
So if you feeling all drowned, but nothing don't sound, it's looking around.
Appreciate that.
Woo! Blazing hot. I can smell another number one most request. I can smell it. Oh,
looking
man,
forward
that,
to it.
That's what, woo! My gosh, that was hot, man. And I must say, to the callers out there, we're running out of show. I'm sorry, callers. I told you guys every week you have to call in earlier. All right, guys? So I'm sorry. But you can always leave a voice message on our Team Lion voice line. X-Phase, man, bro, thanks for coming, man.
Definitely, man. Thank you for having me. And thanks for supporting from day one, all the time.
Hey, man, we got to do this again. We got to do it again.
Absolutely.
No doubt, man. Hey, check this out, guys. Not only will we have X-Phase here today, but we're going to replay on Wednesday on SmackTongue.com. We're going to replay the interview and play nothing but X-Phase music.
Love
How
it.
You like that? A whole show
X-Phase
with the
day.
Entire X-Phase. That's right. A whole show dedicated to my man X-Phase Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right, so y'all don't miss that. We're going to replay this interview, and we're going to play all of his hits, man. So y'all don't – it's going down. So, man, much love to you, X-Phase.
Definitely. Same here, man.
And guys out there, join me on tomorrow night, man, right here on SmackTongue.com, 8 p.m. Eastern, man. That's how we do it. So on behalf
Smack
of X-Phase,
Radio.
Myself, yes, sir, that's what's up. You know what I mean? And so on behalf of me, X-Phase, we say peace, love, keep doing.